corner here for the victory. Sent in by Bremer. Header on target. And it's in the back of the nets.
An OG.
Melbourne victory 1-0. Turnover, this time from Linares. Straight to Brillante, who wants to feed in Marco Rojas. Right side of the box. Gets the cross in.
It's training ground.
It's 2-0 for the victory. Nick D'Agostino front post. That was a perfect move from Melbourne victory. Guerrier down the right sideline for the victory as they attack the other way. Marco Rojas clips in a ball to the 18-yard box. Falami!
Great finish!
Ben Falami! Diving header, front post, perfect!
3 goals, 3 points for the Melbourne victory. They're 2 from 2. It was a beautiful sunny day there at Amy Park. Big crowd in attendance as well. So it's been a great start to the Tony Popovich era at the Melbourne Victory. It's actually a whole new era at Victory. A lot of changes on and off the pitch. We've been lucky enough to be joined by the Victory Managing Director, Caroline Carnegie. Caroline, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me, Jules.
It's a pretty easy game, this, isn't it, as the Managing Director? Your team's undefeated. The new coach is doing wonders. Crowds are back at the stadium. It's been a nice old start to the season.
It's been a fantastic start to the season. We couldn't be more grateful for what the team's been doing on the pitch and also our fan support off the pitch. But a lot of hard work has gone in the off season to get us to where we, you know, where we've started this year.
Just on that off season, what was coming into the position for yourself? What were a couple of the real immediate things you wanted to address and some of the really big challenges early on?
Obviously, we had Tony's appointment, which was huge. He's a great, strong leader, and he's, you know, his presence and gravitas can't be underestimated. So that was one of the first ones that we needed to get underway. Then, you know, the appointment of John Didaluzza as our director of football was really important for us as well. So we really needed somebody who could sit across our men's, women's, and our youth programs. And really sort of alleviate some of the burden off the coaches to do the back end of our football work and help us develop and build from there. And then I think from a fan perspective, you know, listening and learning from, you know, our missteps in the past with some open and honest communication and probably, you know, bringing all our men's and women's games to Amy Park was the obvious one that we needed to get underway, and we're really proud that we've got that sorted.
How significant a step was that? Because we saw in, you know, earlier days of the A-League, that you got some fantastic crowds at Marvel Stadium, as it is known now, but they probably had diminished in recent years. And I'm assuming you picked up a feeling amongst your supporter base that they just didn't want to go there as much anymore.
Yeah, I think that's right. There was overwhelming, you know, feedback from our fans, and there has been for a little while, around where they wanted to see us play. And, you know, Amy Park is a purpose-built rectangular stadium. So, you know, there's nothing quite like it in Melbourne playing out of here. And we wanted to make sure we were setting ourselves up for success in sort of every aspect of what we do. And that includes making sure we've got the best facility for our teams, but also for our fans to go and watch and support. And that was a big part of, you know, what we wanted to do moving into this season off the back of last.
We've seen Tony Popovich got a fantastic record as a manager, and generally when he goes somewhere, he gets results pretty quickly. Just give us an idea of what you've made of Tony and in your dealings with him. What's really stood out for you?
I think I sort of alluded to it a little bit earlier, Jules. I think, you know, Tony's a strong leader. He knows what he's doing, and I know all coaches do, but he's just got that level of professionalism. You know, the team respects him on and off the pitch. And one thing that he's been fantastic at is also making sure that our administration is part of that. So we're really operating as one complete team. We don't have a distinction between football and administration. It makes a really big difference to sort of how we go about what we do.
Speaking with Caroline Carnegie, the Managing Director of Melbourne Victory. Caroline, for those that don't know your story, just give us a little bit of a snapshot of your journey to coming into this position.
Yeah, no problem. So I've actually been on the board at Victory for about 6.5 years, and before that, legal advisor. So my background is a partner at an international law firm, and then heading into this role. But I've, you know, had a sports law practice and been involved in some of the other sports administration groups around for a long period of time. So it was a good fit, I think, for me and for the club, and it's, you know, been a great journey so far.
As you said, you've sat on the board. The A-League as a whole, where do you see it sitting at the moment? We've obviously got a new TV deal, which is free-to-air. A lot of it, though, on a streaming service. Just overall, where do you think the A-League is at, and what does it need to do to maybe get to that next level?
I think the A-League is probably in a similar position to us, Jules. So, you know, we've had unbundling happen. I should say, in my sort of past life as a lawyer, I was involved in that process for the leagues, and I sit on the Women's Council as well, so I'm privileged for Football Australia to sort of see all aspects of the game. And I think the A-League is, or APL, is in a very similar boat to us. So it's sort of new next steps, next era. And, you know, you would have seen with, you know, the new broadcast deal, the renaming of the league so that we're now A-League men and women, which is, I think, a world first. You know, we're heading in the right direction. There's lots of work to do, but it's good to see some excitement back into the game. We've had some good crowds. I think there's, you know, lots and lots of work to do for both them and for us, but it's heading in the right direction.
And in terms of where the season sits, there's always a lot of debate about when the season should start and when it should finish and exactly where it fits in with the Australian sporting calendar. Do you think it's right at the moment, or there could be even a better slot for the A-League?
I mean, that's a tough one because it's probably different depending on who you ask where their team is based. For us in Melbourne, I mean, I think it's a great time slot. We're not overlapping the other football codes down here by too much. Obviously, this season we were pushed by a few weeks because of COVID, which has been a great decision. So somewhere around that October, November window, I think works. But these things need to be reevaluated and considered, you know, on an ongoing basis based on what the professional clubs want and what works well for the rest of the sport.
And what about for the Victory overall? I mean, Victory's always a club that's had high expectations. They go into every season, you know, thinking they can win silverware, aiming to win silverware. But what was, I know we're two games in and things are going really well, but what was the overall expectation and the message from the top this year? Given you were coming off such a poor season, there's been a lot of change on and off the field. What was sort of the messaging internally about what the realistic expectation was for this season?
There's no limit on what we want to achieve, Jules. So we're excited to be part of every competition that we're in. And we're obviously in the regular home and away season, the FFA Cup at the moment. And, you know, we want to win everything that we're competing in. And we think we've put in the hard yards. And while it doesn't sort of happen overnight, we're really pleased with where it's sitting. And that's what we want to do. We want to win silverware. That's what we're here for.
And overall, obviously, the Victory is such a strong brand in this city and has always had fantastic crowds, biggest club in the A-League. What about, we've got three clubs now in Victoria. Can it work where all three are successful, getting good crowds? Do you think in time that's what we'll get to with City and also Western United?
Yeah, I think so and I hope so. I mean, it's good for Melbourne Victory to have a strong competition. So we need all of the clubs, whether they're in Melbourne or elsewhere, to be strong. And it does take time, you know, with new franchises to build up to the level that we have. We've got a bit of a head start on them. But hopefully that's what we'll start to see and we'll, you know, build our natural rivalries and we will all be successful, as will the league be.
And what about, I mean, with the A-League, do you think the success of having a strong Socceroos, does it translate into the A-League, do you think? Or if we move past that where the two don't, we don't have to have the Socceroos flying for the A-League to be flourishing?
I think they're undoubtedly interconnected, so it works. But obviously a lot of our Socceroo players don't play in the A-League. So I don't think the success of the Socceroos necessarily dictates the success of the league. But I do think that the stronger the league is, the better the Socceroos will become.
And the club as a whole, obviously, as we said, you know, coming off on-field, a very disappointing season last season. A lot of changes off-field as well. Does it feel, once again, like the successful days of Melbourne Victory? Does it feel very settled again as a football club?
Yeah, it does. I think we've got a great group of people and we have had an enormous changeover. But, you know, everybody that's, you know, inside Melbourne Victory at the moment, we're all here for the right reasons and we all want to see a successful club and we're all on the journey together. And, you know, it's very early days for us this season, but you can start to see those sorts of things. And, you know, we think we're you know, communicating better with people. We're trying to be open and honest with, you know, our members and supporters and shareholders and all of our stakeholders. And, you know, we were so pleased that we got, you know, all our active support there yesterday. And we can't wait to see everybody support our double header against well, the boys against Perth on Sunday, but we've also got our championship winning women's squad opening the season on Sunday before that here with all their games also at Amy Park. And you know, we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see football back at Amy Park and big crowds, and no doubt they'll only get bigger if the Melbourne Victory keep winning. Caroline, you're undefeated. You're going beautifully. You're doing a great job down there. And thank you so much for your time this morning, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks very much. Have a good day.
Great to chat to Caroline Carnegie, the Managing Director of Melbourne Victory.